This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. More now on Saddam Hussein and what to do with him now that he's been captured. President Bush said today the United States should have a role in deciding what sort of trial the former dictator should face, but he said the Iraqis should play a major role. We're going to hear from three people who've written about crimes against humanity, national leaders, and tribunals.
First, Samantha Power, who teaches at the Kennedy School at Harvard and is the author of A Problem from Hell, America and the Age of Genocide. Samantha Power, what's your greatest concern about the trial, the procedure for trying Saddam Hussein?
Well, I think it's looking increasingly like Saddam will be prosecuted by a national tribunal in Baghdad, and there will probably be some international participation. And I think the issue for all of us now is how do we ensure that this court neither be seen to be a court where victims' justice is put forth, and how, by the same token, do we ensure that it not be a court for victors' justice, so it doesn't look like it is the stooge of the American occupying forces.
Well, let's take one question that raises a red flag right there, which is the death penalty. Should it be a trial in which the former Iraqi dictator be liable to execution?
Well, right now the statute certainly leaves the death penalty open. It, of course, has been a part of Iraqi law for the last 40 years, and it was suspended when the Americans went into Baghdad in April. I think that if the death penalty is included, you will certainly limit the number of international judges who would be willing to participate. If it were up to the Iraqis, of course, and if the court is to have legitimacy in the eyes of the Iraqis, the death penalty, of course, will be included. I think the death penalty is a perfect example of how, on the one hand, we're trying to advance international legal standards and use this trial and other trials as a way of establishing a foundation for the rule of law in Iraq. On the other hand, the further afield from Iraqi expectations, the less legitimacy the court will have in the eyes of the Iraqi people, and the more it will be seen to be, again, yet another tool of the American occupying forces.
The trial of Slobodan Milosevic, the former Serbian leader, has been going on for quite a while in The Hague. Can you imagine a proceeding that long being satisfactory to an Iraqi public?
No, I think, again, you've put your finger, in addition to the death penalty, on another tension with some of the features of international law and procedural propriety. If the appeals process is allowed to take its course, what tends to happen is viewers or citizens tend to lose interest. But again, one wants this trial to be one that will stand up to historical scrutiny. So while viewers may start to tune out the longer the trial goes on and the more they hear about procedural objections here and there, it is still essential, of course, that Saddam's rights, such as they are, be respected, just as if he were any accused.
Samantha Power, author of A Problem from Hell, America and the Age of Genocide, teaches at the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Now to Michael Walzer, who is professor of social science at the Institute for Advanced Study in Princeton, New Jersey. Michael Walzer, very basically, why is it so important, actually, for Saddam Hussein to stand trial rather than for him to be dealt with in the way that, say, Mussolini was dealt with at the end of the Second World War?
Well, we don't just string people up. Mussolini was lynched. I think it's very important for Saddam's people to see him being given a fair trial and to see witnesses describing the crimes for which he is being tried.
Samantha Power raised this problem. In order to acquire some legitimacy outside of Iraq and outside of the United States, the death penalty would have to be off the table. In order to achieve legitimacy with a lot of Iraqis, the death penalty would have to be very much in play in that trial. What do you think about the morality of the death penalty in this particular case?
Well, it's a hard question. I'm an opponent of the death penalty in the United States, but I think that has to be a question for Iraqis to deal with.
Is there a risk that, say, the trial of Saddam Hussein ultimately uses criminal justice in a metaphorical sense? If we know the outcome, if we understand that he has been captured in war, that his side was defeated in a war, and that this really is not the same thing as justice, criminal justice as we understand it. Is there a risk here of seeming to abuse the principles of justice?
That's a major problem of all political trials. It was a problem with King Charles and with Louis XVI. But in this case, if he is tried by a successor regime in Iraq, then he's not being tried by the winners, because the literal winners were the Americans and the British. He's being tried by his own people. There are certainly problems about successor justice, but I think you can allow justice to be done and to be seen to be done.
Michael Walzer, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Michael Walzer of the Institute for Advanced Study in Princeton, New Jersey. Now we turn to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and Kenneth Randall, who is dean of the University of Alabama Law School. He's written about international law and human rights questions. Professor Randall, Dean Randall, you say that this should not be an Iraqi tribunal that tries Saddam Hussein?
That's correct. I would rather see the United States take the lead in the prosecution of Saddam Hussein, conceivably in together with the coalition forces. I don't believe that Iraq yet is a mature enough government, really can be called a sovereign state, and should handle the prosecution on its own.
On the other hand, one could make the argument that the act of trying Saddam Hussein and bringing him to justice might help create some political maturity in Iraq.
Well, I think that Iraqis certainly should play a role in this case, and they will do so in bringing forth evidence and in being witnesses. But I think in terms of the ability of the new Iraqi regime to mete out justice, it would be premature for that.
Given that the United States went to war against this man and was perfectly prepared to kill him either on the battlefield or in his headquarters if they could hit him with a bomb, what would the trial be all about? I mean, hasn't the U.S. government already spoken on the completely self-evident guilt of Saddam Hussein? And wouldn't a trial being held by our government be seen perhaps as a show trial?
Well, I think what we have to avoid in this case is viewing it as simply a foregone conclusion. So I would expect that we would have a lengthy trial, a lot of trial preparation. I think you'd have to draw a distinction between the United States' approach to Saddam Hussein before and after his capture. And now that he has surrendered and he's in our hands, at this point he will simply get the full trial that any international defendant would get.
Dean Randall, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
Kenneth Randall, who is dean of the University of Alabama Law School, spoke to us from Tuscaloosa. We also heard from Michael Walzer in Princeton, New Jersey, and Samantha Power in Cambridge, Massachusetts.